Bryce, how's things, man?
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
I told JJ I was at the Pac-12 tournament. I actually took a picture of the video board. When you said, you know, each time from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Bryce Alford, it meant a lot to those people in that room.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to share that with everybody. You know, I claim this place. You know, I've lived all over the country following my dad's coaching career, but this is the place that I claim most. This is where I grew up. This is where I went to middle school and high school. This is where majority of my friends are at, and I just love this place, and I always feel very welcome when I come back, so I was very excited to come back here.
That's really cool. I know you've looked at your career, and I've read so many really cool pieces on you. When you think about the names that have gone through UCLA, you're fifth on the all-time scoring list in that program, number one in 3 points. I don't know how much you think about individual stuff, but there's got to be a second where you say, man, that was a hell of a time.
Yeah, you know, I got asked that question a lot during the season this year, right after I broke the three-point record and why I was approaching. As I was climbing the scoring list and all that, I kept getting asked, and I couldn't really think about it because I was just having such a blast playing, and this year was just so fun playing with that team. But I think now that it's all over and I'm graduated and done with school and pretty much done with everything at UCLA, I can really start to think back at all the good times I had at UCLA. Yeah, you know, it is special to be fifth all time, to be right behind Reggie Miller, and I passed Bill Walton this year, and you know, Kareem's up there, and there's so many big names that, you know, I would have never imagined to even be mentioned with them. So it's pretty cool.
Really special. Bryce Alford's with us on the Fuddruckers Caterers Hotline.
Bryce, you talked about what Albuquerque means to you. You know, this place is your home. So what was it like for you when you did have the opportunity to go to UCLA, but making that decision to change your commitment from New Mexico to UCLA?
Well, yeah, it was hard. You know, it was something that we had to do very quickly. It kind of blindsided me. My dad got offered the job kind of out of nowhere. You know, he didn't expect it. Our family didn't expect it. And we were very happy here. You know, we had a very good situation. We loved it here. And there's an opportunity that we felt like we couldn't pass up. And for my playing career, to be able to get the exposure and wear those four letters on my chest, just from my personal career, we felt like that was the best option. And for my dad, it was a good option as well. So our family's very happy out there, and we have no hard feelings for New Mexico. We all love it here, and we all try to get back as much as possible. So this place will always have a special place in my heart.
They always say it's a fish bowl being here at the University of New Mexico. What was it like being at UCLA with all the attention that was on you?
Yeah, you know, there's the ups and downs. Obviously, playing for my dad, that's not easy. I talk to Cullen about it all the time and how he went through it. And he had a very hard time with it here. And it's just not an easy dynamic to deal with. And most people don't understand the pressure that coaches' kids have to go under. And then that, let alone doing it in L.A. and the L.A. media and the market that it is there, you know, it was tough. But at the end of the day, if I didn't play for my dad, then he would have never got to see me play a college game. So I wouldn't have traded it for the world.
I got to believe you grew up as a person, as a man, and I know that's what college is so much about, never mind a basketball player, but going through it, and people here watched what Cullen went through, and it was agonizing, honestly, to watch it. Was there a point where you almost said it's not worth it, and then at the end, when you absolutely validated yourself with your play, it had to be unbelievably justifying?
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of times where, you know, I questioned what I was doing because it didn't really matter what I did. You know, people were going to say the same thing. You know, I only play because my dad's a coach. I shouldn't be out there. I don't belong here. It was so easy to pick on me when our team wasn't doing well because I was a coach's kid. And I think Cullen went through the same thing. You know, I kept up with the Lobos my whole 4 years. I watched as many games as possible. And anytime the team doesn't do well, it's easy to blame the coach. And then it's just as easy to blame the coach's kid that's playing a lot of minutes. So I think that was what was biggest for me, is I realized my senior year that it didn't matter what I did. You know, it didn't matter how well I played or how poorly I played. The same people were going to say the same things. You know, I had the support of most people, but the people that were ragging on me from the beginning weren't going to change their opinion. So once you can realize that you really can't do anything to change it, then you can just kind of relax, and that's what I did.